Well now, Hugh, how have you found your first couple of weeks as Foundry Missioner? Pardon? Do you want to play? I was going to pray afterwards. Okay.
How have I found my first couple of weeks? Interesting, I think, is probably the best way to describe it. I certainly know that there is more to running this place than there ever was, even though that's not my job at all to do that. But with Dan going off ill, yes, you're beginning to realise more about that. There's a few frustrations in my first few weeks. We have a very strange Wi-Fi network here, and I think I'm managing to master that now. And generally I'm very content, and the highlight has been actually, I think, speaking with a number of members of the congregation who pop in, and whether they realise it or not, I'm starting to test some of the ideas and the thoughts that I have of what I can do in the missionary role with them. And I've had one particular conversation where I tentatively hung something out there to see how someone responded, and the response was just so positive that was just positively uplifting for me. It was really lovely.
Good. Now, Hugh, a notice board with Foundry and Rock, ROC, has appeared in the east entrance. Can you explain a little bit about those?
Well, about the notice boards. Mm. Well, it's one notice board split down the middle. The first thing I want to make clear is that actually Foundry and Rock are not one and the same thing. The Foundry is our project. It's a three-year project, which is aimed at growing the involvement of our church with the town centre of Woking out there. And some of you will know that we've been talking about it for over a year now. What I would say is that, to some extent, it's only now, at the beginning of this year, that we've actually got staff and people in place to start that. So if you're fed up of hearing about it because there doesn't seem to be a lot happening, hopefully that will change now. Rock, on the other hand, is to do with, it stands for Redeeming Our Communities, and it's a project which is being run for Woking Community, and it is necessarily wider than just Trinity. We're doing it under the auspices of Foundry, but it's a wider event.
Okay, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot more about that later. So, Hugh, what is a Rock Conversation?
A Rock Conversation. It's an event that is organised. It's a two-hour event that's organised, and it's where people from our wider community, and I'm thinking of people like the police, social services, representatives of health, charities, too many to name here now. The list is enormous, I'll tell you, that when you get into it. But they're invited to meet together for a conversation. Rock run these all round the country, and so they've got it well off to a well-tuned event. About a quarter of the evening, we share with each other all the good things that are going on. How they manage to do that with the number of people they have in the time will be revealed to us all, I think. But the rest of the time is then spent with all these different people who've come together, sharing with each other, with the intention of identifying where the needs are. And the whole purpose of the event is to put lots of little links together and to actually find ways of solving some of the ongoing issues that we have in Woking. And so we will be sort of supporting that.
And next question. What is Trinity's role in the conversation?
Well, our role is, as a church, we're sponsoring the event, which means putting some money into it and getting involved in making sure it happens and organising it. And we're also going to be hosting the conversation here. We've already set up an ecumenical steering group. Ruth Taylor is chairing that. One thing I would say is I'd note that the Rock event is not ours. I regard it's Woking's. And I think of our involvement in this as one of actually of an act of grace. It's something that we can help to bring about, that we can give to Woking. And I think grace is the word that I would use. As sponsors and hosts, however, there are plenty of opportunities for members to get involved, and we do need your help. And if you haven't found your way to the new Rock Notice Board out there, find your way there, and there is a little sign-up sheet. And I would urge, sign up. Don't wait to be asked. There's various things that need to be done. Teas, coffees, directions, and setting up the premises. What we're going to be doing to these premises on the March the 12th, where it is basically clear everything out, nearly all our furniture out, and bring furniture in from outside because there's round tables and things that are required. And we will be pretty well totally populating this place and the large hall with tables and linking it all together with audiovisual. There is a lot to be done, so sign up, please.
Okay, so that's all about Rock. Don't forget to sign up. Now then, Hugh, so what are you doing to develop the foundry? Because we hear all this talk about the foundry. What are you doing to develop it?
Well, I'm still only 2 weeks in, guys, but you know. The initial period I'm spending actually sorting out what I would call the basics. A good computer network, for example. One thing I would say is that the digital space that we have here, the digital world, there is a lot we can do, and there's a lot I think we need to do. A lot of you may not live in the digital world, but a lot of us do. And if we want to engage with a wider cross-section of people in our community, we have got to get ourselves sort of into the correct space to actually be communicating with them in the correct way. Certainly I know my children are immersed in the digital world, and I've just gone on WhatsApp myself and discovered that I'm now included in all sorts of conversations and tittle-tattle around the family that I was never included in before. The same happens right the way across Woking, so we need to be in the correct environment. So that's certainly one thing I'm doing. Something else, which I, again, is really, I think, about getting the basics sorted out, is that I said something about Bath Abbey in the Our Stories slot a couple of weeks ago. I'm a great believer that buildings actually impart all sorts of messages to people. And I'm very interested in what this particular building says to people. We have hundreds of people who come through here each week, as I'm beginning to realise now. And do our buildings engage with them in any way? And if so, what messages do people actually receive? And as the work of the foundry unfolds, whilst a large part of our intention is to go out to the buildings, if we get people coming in here, do our buildings actually say anything to them? Do they help our mission, or are they a hindrance to them? Anyone who knows me will realise that I'm always full of lots and lots of ideas. So one of the things that I'm actually wanting to do in this initial period is to actually test, I think that's the appropriate word, is to test the ideas with the wider congregation. And I would love to, I've had one-to-one conversations with a few people who drop in, and you know, that's okay. But I would love to meet you in small groups so that I can just explain a little bit about what I think are the opportunities, but also to hear what your response to that is. This, although I'm the missionary, I'm not a solo person going out there into the world. I want to be very much going out with a sense that I am representing your views, that you understand what I'm doing, I understand what your concerns and everything are. I think on the Apprentice or in political terms, they'd call it setting up focus groups. Call them what you like. So there's an offer here, basically, I'm going to hand out to you this morning. If any of you want to sort of arrange a coffee morning or get a small group of your friends together and have a meeting and invite me along, I will come along and explain what it is or some of the ideas that we have and what I'm wanting to do. I've talked about buildings this morning. There are other things as well. So if buildings don't excite you, don't be put off. We'll find a topic that does excite you. As I said right at the beginning, I was having one conversation this week, totally unplanned, and it went in a direction that I totally didn't expect. And it was a really joyful, fun conversation. And I would just dearly love to be able to repeat that kind of conversation and discussion with you. And as we talk together, just sense God coming through our conversation and lighting up our lives and bringing us a bit of joy and fun as we talk and share together. So the offer is out there, but I don't think it's necessarily my place to do all the running. You can do some of the running and arrange the opportunities. That'd be great.
Okay, thank you. Let's pray. Gracious and holy God, keep us ever faithful and ever thankful for the blessings that you shower upon us, most particularly the blessing of your constant presence with us. We ask your special blessing on those who've spoken this morning, those who have seen your hand working in their personal lives. And we ask too your blessing upon Hugh in his work as Foundry Missioner. We ask that you will inspire him, that you will lead him, that you will guide him, and that you will enable him truly to do your will and to lead us in the way that you would have us go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You're welcome.